Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, July the 3rd, 2026. And we have made it back to the studio after a near rainy experience at the Marion County Fair. Matt Morgan's back as well. You got caught in traffic on the way back here, but you made it back.
Yes, I feel like I hit, you were right behind me and you left a few minutes after me. It seems like I hit every light in town that was possible to hit.
You know, it's so interesting to be back. When you sit in here, it's like being in a freezer. It's 72.5 in here, and it's like 102.5 out there at the fair. It's like 30 degrees warmer.
You know, it's so hot outside that I have my AC at home set to 78, and every time I step in there, it feels cool. I mean, 78's not hot, but it's not cool by any means.
Well, it's definitely cool in here. Thank goodness. And by the way, we can take phone calls now, 740-383-9944. We always enjoy the phone calls, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We enjoy hearing from you out there in the listening audience. How did the pie auction sound today? There was a message on the answering machine here in which the pie auction was just playing, and considering that had to have been coming out of a listening device, going through a telephone, and coming on the answering machine, I could make out what he was saying. So that must have been a very clear broadcast.
Well, you know, as clear as auctioneers can be, I guess. You know, they have to talk about 1,000 words a minute.
Yeah, but that sounded very, very good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it sounded bad. It's just, you know.
I think it's great.
Yes, it's great.
Well, we're back here. 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say. Now, coming up tonight at 10 o'clock on your show, what do we got?
Tonight on my show, I have Phil Townsend on. We're going to be talking about some of the stuff happening locally as far as the... like the extension and staggering of terms, the sirens, the flock cameras, and so on and so forth, as well as state stuff and a whole bunch of Supreme Court rulings that have been happening as of late.
You know, tomorrow it looks like it is supposed to cool down. Only a high of 87 tomorrow. The high was 94 today, and it looks like when we do our thing tomorrow, it's supposed to be about 87, somewhere between 82 and 87. So that is considerably cooler than what it was today. Now, it's also interesting, the weather looks good for us, but the weather does not look good for fireworks tomorrow night. What are the odds?
Well, that's unfortunate. I guess we're going to be the main attraction.
What? Light rain at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and light rain at 11 o'clock. So from 8 to 11... we're talking light rain. Scattered thunderstorms starting at 5 tomorrow. So it's going to rain from 5 on through the rest of the night.
Well, that's not bad.
Well, it is if you want to do fireworks.
Well, yes, if you
want to do. For the 250th anniversary of the country. Boy, I'll tell you, there is a hex on this country right now. We can't even celebrate with fireworks on the 250th anniversary of the country.
You can.
It's been a heat dome all week.
We'll probably celebrate with... well, I don't know. Actually, we're going to my... usually we go to my aunt's house for like a cookout and do fireworks there. But I guess we're going to my grandma's house this year, so maybe we're not doing fireworks. I know we're doing a cookout, though. Nonetheless. And I'm going to shoot guns. Got to celebrate America by shooting guns. Yeah. And I'm going to see how many people I can gather up to listen to me read the Declaration of Independence for a second time that day.
So you want to go at it twice tomorrow, once on the big broadcast starting at 1:15 on this station, and then another time tomorrow.
At my grandma's cookout, yeah. I think it's a good time to read the Declaration of Independence.
You know, these cookouts you talk about always seem a little scattered. You know, like people don't come, they're sitting at home, I don't want to get off the couch, I'm asleep, I'm not interested in coming.
I don't know, I think usually everybody comes.
Well, you said, like the Mother's Day thing, your mother said no.
Well, yeah, but she was about the only one. I think my dad came down. I was down there. My brother was down there. Everybody else was down there.
So she's the one who does not want to come to these events.
Well, I think she goes to most of the cookouts. I think she was tired for whatever reason.
Well, that's interesting. 17 minutes past the hour here, and again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, think of the stories you'll have to tell tomorrow after the big regalia in the afternoon.
Yeah. Read the Declaration of Independence.
Well, that's not really the highlight.
I think that's a pretty good part, though.
Well, I'm biased, I guess. I think second place will be America the Beautiful. I think that will be a big deal. And I think, of course, the letting go of the balloons by Marion's favorite daughter. And, you know, recently I've come to realize President Harding is not from Marion. So I'm not even sure that we should claim that.
Why not?
Well, because he's not from here.
The Wright brothers aren't from Ohio.
There you go.
we claim them.
You can say that they did their aviation bit in Ohio, which they did. But I don't think you should say they were born here.
Do people say he was born here?
Yeah.
Why not?
Say he was from Marion, Ohio.
Well, from. I mean,
But he's not from Marion, Ohio. He's from Blooming Grove.
It's like, so if I was born in a hospital and then like
and they tore down his house too.
So if I was born,
his parents didn't live here.
So if I was born in a hospital and then like moved out of the town that the hospital was in, I'm still from that town.
Do what?
So if I was born in a hospital,
uh-huh,
and then like a year later we moved out of that town.
It's where your address is when you were born.
I don't have an address. I'm
No, you are. Your parents have an address. They're your guardians. That is where you're born. And if you don't have an address, yes, then where you are born is where you're born.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, he lived
in... Okay, you could just say anything.
Lived in Maine.
Guess what? I'm from Wisconsin.
No,
I'm not from Wisconsin.
You don't have any ties to Wisconsin.
Why, could you just make it up?
No! Harding spent a large portion of his life here, and...
Not really.
And he ran...
Not really. He grew up in Blooming Grove, and then... early in his life, he lived in Caledonia.
That's right.
Yeah, as I said, you know, that'll turn anybody around in the wrong direction. That's probably where all the bad in his presidency came from. And then, just go by his house in Caledonia. You'll see exactly what's going on there.
Yeah, they've done nothing
with
it. Oh,
Lord. Historical marker right out in front of that place. And nobody makes them go and clean it up. Yeah. Somebody needs to go. I would run for mayor on that alone, that I'm going to get this place cleaned up.
You know, if I lived in Caledonia, I'd run for something.
In any event, he came to Marion, but he was only here a short time because he went to Washington and never came back.
Well, he died.
Right, but he went there when he became a senator.
Yeah, but he owned...
So he was only here for... Well, could he say, well, I'm from Washington. I'm from Caledonia. I'm from Blooming Grove. This man, he chose the third place he lived... In the four that he lived in his life.
I mean, I'd always just consider where I'm from where I'm currently at. Like, if I moved to, like, Delaware or something and somebody asked me where I'm from, I'm not going to say Marion. At that point, I'm from Delaware. I live in Delaware.
But that's not where you were born. That's what we're asking. Where were you born?
In Ohio.
No. What city? What Providence? What area?
The Marion General.
There you go. So you were born in Marion.
Pretty sure.
So that's all I'm saying. And he lived in Blooming Grove. I'm not even sure that. I don't think he was born in a hospital. I think he was born at home.
That's probably about right. That sounds about right for the time.
Well, his dad was a doctor.
Oh, well, that's good stuff.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And it's like I said at the Bobby Floyd dinner, Mary Ellen is the only person who went to Washington on the national level that was born in Marion, Ohio.
In politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Nope, you said the only person.
No, politics.
Yeah, in politics.
Yep, who went to the national level.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
So, not Harding.
He wasn't born here.
Nope. That's my point.
He's not native to Marion.
Exactly. That's my point.
But he's from Marion.
No.
He was elected from Marion.
Trust me, there's a plaque over in Blooming Grove.
There's a plaque in Caledonia and in Marion.
Yeah, but he was not What plaque is here?
In front of the Harding home is a plaque.
What does that say?
I don't know.
The person that's buried here? He was buried here, I'll say that.
The Harding home, not the Harding Memorial.
I think it's just for the Harding home. I don't think it says anything like he was born there.
No, that'd be a lie.
My point.
The Harding Museum is in Marion. The Harding Memorial is in Marion. Harding High School is in Marion.
Well, that happened after he was dead.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
There you go.
I mean,
I don't know.
How many Harding High Schools do you think there are?
I don't know.
Harding wasn't all that popular, fellow. Well, he was in his time, I guess.
I just think he was an interesting president.
Oh, I think Harding was good.
Well, I think he had some things right, and I think he had other things wrong.
I mean, I think he did pretty good. He didn't give Alaska statehood for a while until he died, and then, you know.
Well, he didn't do it then.
Yeah, he was granted statehood. Or not he, but Alaska, by the next up, I guess I was going to say the vice president, but I guess he'd be the president.
I don't think he was an all-around bright guy.
No, Harding was brilliant.
No, I don't think he was.
Brilliant.
I think his wife pretty well led him around by the nose. She was making all those deals. I don't think, had there not been a her, there wouldn't have been a him.
I don't know.
Oh, I do. He was kind of a know-nothing. She's the one who, you know, was seen as the battle axe that got everything done.
Harding knew stuff.
No. No, he was just living in Caledonia as a teacher. That was his life. Then he met her. And she said, all right, let's get this Marion Star in order. And she invented the paper boy. And she used to spank them if they did the wrong thing. And she was the person
really who did... invent
yes.
It? Yeah, but did she, like, invent it? Or did she just say, yeah, that's a pretty good idea, and then bring the paper boys to Marion?
No, she invented it. That's what she claimed. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay.
But she could be an angry woman.
Well, that's good.
And she did away with her whole first marriage, acted like it never happened, completely dismissed the thing.
Well, that's how you do it.
And she also was willing to forgive her husband for his wandering eye so she could become first lady.
I think that's fair.
She didn't like men, though.
There's a lot of pull there's a lot of pull you get as first lady.
All right, if you'd like to buzz in, 740-383-9944, whatever's on your mind. You know, it's kind of an interesting, during Fair Week and during the 4th of July, everything kind of comes to a standstill.
Well, I think it's a busy week for people, you know, the week of the 4th.
No, I mean, like, the government comes to a standstill. There's really nothing going on in city or county government. Everything kind of hits a head. You know, it's like somebody hits the pause button for 7 days, and then we come out of it.
Well, I don't think that's bad.
No, it's fine. But I don't think it happens any other time of the year.
No, everything's closed on most holidays.
Well, I don't remember recently, but even at Christmas, I remember the night before Christmas Eve, there was still a city council meeting. So there's always something to talk about.
But wasn't that like a special city council meeting?
No, I just think they decided not to cancel it.
Fair enough.
They had stuff to do.
I think they still got stuff to do.
You better bone up on your city material, because you got a big show coming up tonight at 10.
I mean, it's, you know, I mean, most of it's like, you know, what do you think about flock cameras? What do you
No,
think
no,
about-
all you got to do is say, how do you feel about people showing up late to things? Just start with that, and we'll see how close you get to 11 o'clock at that point.
Look,
I bet you'll get pretty close.
We'll be here till 1 in the morning, and it still won't be over.
Right. That and what's the other big topic? Sirens. Tornado sirens.
Look, I think the only thing you got me on is at night. People, but you know, at night, how many people are really just out and about? I mean, like I said, I don't know. I can definitely sleep through one of those sirens, but maybe that's just a me thing.
But I don't think that's the point.
Look, the early detection, I don't think it does a whole lot of early detecting. I mean,
like Kent said last night, he was in the house one day, busy doing something, and all of a sudden he heard the siren, so he went outside.
And the storm was already there!
Well, that tells you how quick a storm can come up.
Look, all I'm saying is, what's the point in the sirens if you're going to walk outside and be like, oh, it's storming?
Well, I've never heard the siren go off and then all of a sudden I was being blown away.
I don't think that's exactly how it happened.
It lets you know, like 20 minutes ahead of time. I know many people who have taken cover when they hear those sirens. They get the mattress off their bed and they go get in the bathtub.
Nope, I've never taken cover. Oh, no.
But one time you won't, and that'll be the end of you.
Well, I'll be all right. I won't be doing much of thinking at that point.
No, but clearly I'll come on the next day and say I was right about the sirens.
Well, I'll go for it.
See? So that'll be a big I told you so.
You're going to beat me over the head for not looking up at the clouds.
I don't understand. You know what's so weird to me about this whole siren conversation? I am not a big advocate for the sirens. I'm not really scared of storms. I'm not one of those people. But it is interesting. I don't understand the argument against those. You really have to be a contrarian to argue against sirens. Now, you can be indifferent on the subject.
I just don't.
But to argue against it, I mean, that's ridiculousness.
Well, I mean,
it's like I argue against Band-Aids. You know what? I think people, if they can see they're bleeding, just put your finger on it.
No,
that's so dumb.
I just don't really see. I don't know. I've never seen the necessity for them.
There's not the necessity for 90% of the things we have in this life. They're precautionary measures.
I think we should use less precautionary measures.
No, I don't think that's true.
Gotta unbabyfy the world.
No, the problem is when we do that, then people start dropping dead and people go, oh, I wonder why that happened.
Whoa.
Look at what. You know, it's interesting. Let's get rid of the sirens, but let's make legislation for e-bikes.
Yeah, well, I'm not for the legislation on e-bikes either.
All people, they get up every time and they go, you know, again, somebody was about run over in my neighborhood today. About. Why has nobody said to the police chief, how many people have been run down?
I think that there's a good chance that the majority of the people just see the kids zooming up and down the sidewalk and they feel like they could get hit and then they just exaggerate and say, oh, I almost got run over by one of these kids on the...
I've never about got run over by an e-bike.
Yep.
I walk every night for a mile on sidewalks in neighborhoods and I have never about got run over by an e-bike.
I'm telling you, I think it's baloney. They don't need it. Bad legislation.
Well, you would think it happens every second of every day if you listen to these council people.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. We were talking one time before council started about, you know, like this portion of strip down here and about how there's a lot of business. And I don't remember who it was, but one of the council people made some reference to people being scared to come because they were going to get run over by e-bikes. And I was like, what?
Where? Where's this?
City council. I think it was a joke, obviously. I mean, they weren't, you know, being serious, but it was, you know, interesting nonetheless.
Well, I can't imagine people getting run down.
No, I mean, I don't think you're going to... No, I don't see the point in the legislation of the e-bikes.
All right, if you have a question or a comment on this 4th of July Eve, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call in, we'd love to hear from you.
As a matter of fact, I think they should unrestrict e-bikes. There's like three different classes of e-bikes. I think you should just, because like... The e-bike, I do have an e-bike, but the one I have, like, there's a speed limiter on it, and I can turn the speed limiter, like, it can go max of, like, 33 miles an hour, which is pretty quick on a bike, but, you know, it can go a max of 33 miles an hour, but alternatively, why can't I just get an e-bike that goes, like, you know, 82? why can't I just get an e-bike that I can zoom in?
I don't understand it. All 90% of these arguments I do not understand. If I would be a horrible city council person. Because I would ask questions that mattered. Like I would say, police chief, how many people have been run over by e-bikes?
None of them?
And if, okay, well, I don't think we need this legislation. Let me know when we have several people getting run down. Then we'll deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sometimes people don't like to ask questions because they feel dumb. But I think asking if you don't ask questions and you go along to get along, you just look dumb. I'd rather ask and know than okay, yeah.
You know, it almost seems like people feel there's some kind of class system in Marion. Now, I don't see that either.
Well, yeah, I don't see that.
No. I think if you are acting out, people are not going to like it. You could be rich or you could be poor. I don't think that it would matter how you were acting out.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, to me, that's also a little bit of a different type of argument.
Why?
Because I don't see that. I don't see the class system.
Well, yes, I agree. But I guess they do. Whoever, you know.
I mean, some of the poorest people I know are the quietest people that I know. And they wouldn't speak out to save their life and probably don't care about anything. And then there are some people who are very, very well-to-do who would also never speak out of turn because they believe in doing things in a more diplomatic way. We don't have much diplomacy. See, I think decorum is the wrong word. I think diplomacy. You know, it seems like everything's all or nothing. And nothing's going to get done that way.
Well, I think diplomacy is good. Yeah.
But that's not really what you have. You have one side yelling at the other, and the other side yelling at the other, and calling names, and it's like there's no meeting in the middle, ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you call somebody a name, they're probably not going to like you. I mean, this is not really rocket science.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of the name calling is or anything like that. I think if you should get up there and ask whatever question you got and give whatever statement you got and then wait for your question or statement to be answered or responded to.
That's always interesting to me. People will ask a question and not wait for the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the point. Why even bother asking the question if you're not going to wait for an answer? Unless it was, like, rhetorical. In which case, I mean, you know, I don't know. Rhetoricals are just dumb. I think that you're just wasting time at that point. but, I mean, I don't know. I think that, yeah, there's no need for the name calling. I think that the city government in general, I guess, is a place for more like civility, you know.
Well, I don't know. I like to hear the answer sometime. If I ask a question, I want to hear the answer.
Well, what was the point in asking the question if you didn't?
Well, I wonder sometimes.
I mean, I don't know. Asking questions without a response doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And it also seems as if people's mind is already made up when you're asking the question. So if you already believe what you believe and you don't want to hear what anybody else has to say, why even bring this up?
I think that's also a good point. I mean, if nothing they can say will change your mind, why are you up there trying? Are you trying to change their mind?
Well, I mean, that can be done, but it's not done with... I never have known any mind to be changed with shouting or name-calling. Well,
yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I think if you do the shouting and the name-calling, it's far more likely that they're just going to take a, like, defensive position, and then they kind of don't have to really engage with with your argument.
I know, it just seems different sometimes. And again, the phone lines are open. If you'd like to weigh in and have any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday night, July the 3rd, 2026. It's interesting.
Yeah. Are you excited?
For what?
Tomorrow.
Yes, I really am. I think it's there's something... I like significant dates in history, and July 4th, 2026 will be a significant date, and it's also quite fascinating to me there's not one other significant event going on in Marion tomorrow. Now, what are the odds of that? That's very bizarre to me, in a way. I mean, fireworks happen every year, so you can't say that, and the fair happens every year, so you can't say that. So what other significant event is going on in Marion tomorrow to mark the 250th anniversary of this country that will be a one-time-only event?
Nothing I can think of.
There you go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Or not. All right. Well, if you'd like to call in, feel free. We always enjoy the listeners out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 coming up on 38 minutes past the hour. We love to hear from people who are listening.
Yes, callers are always good.
Did I tell you the other day that Tim Rostin gave me... Well, you were there when he gave me the peanut butter chocolate chip cookie, right?
Yeah.
And then the next day, he gave me the marshmallow in butterscotch.
That thing looked good.
Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not going to hang up on you, Scott.
Oh, thank God. I missed the callers. I've been gone for a week.
Hey, I was able to listen to the auction today.
Yeah.
Can you fill me in a little bit?
You know, Matt, do you have your paper with you? I left mine out in the car. I'll get it.
It's also out in the car. I mean, the average cost of a pie was like $230.45.
66 pies. I think they sold 15. What was it?
They raised something like $17,000.
No, I don't think it was 17.
Well, it might have been like 15.7 then.
Yeah, 50. I believe it was over 15,000 total out of 66 pies. The average cost per pie was around 260. The 230. Okay, and the fair ended up getting something like $3,200 out of it. And
look at all the people that came through the gate that they had to pay their way to get in.
I know. The fair did okay this year, and the highest pie went for $625. It was one of the boys who, first time they'd ever baked a pie. I think his name was Lincoln, raising money for the Ridgedale jerseys. And between the three boys who baked pies, who were raising money for the Ridgedale jerseys, they raised over something like $1,700.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah, it was a good day.
I think so.
Yeah, the they raised a total of $15,210. Each pie average was $230.45, repeating, so more like 46.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they raised $3,800.
That's a fun thing.
You know, I like the pie auction more than the cattle sales. I am so glad.
Yeah, you probably do.
What does that mean?
You probably never had a cow on the place.
Oh, that's true. I am not agriculture at all. That's true.
Well, that, I guess that could be. But no, I did miss it today, and I thought, well, if you get before you get too involved in whatever you're going to get involved in, I'll call and see. So, who won first prize?
You know, that I do have. Hold on, let me pull up that information, because I do have that. That was kind of interesting, because the pies that win the competition never bring in much money. Matter of fact, I think both of them just brought in $150, which was well below the average.
Yeah.
But the Grand Champion Pie Award went to Kristen Renacki. She had an apple peanut butter caramel crumb pie. And the prettiest pie went to Claire Harriman with an apple crumb pie.
Oh.
And they both sold for $150 at the fair.
And so how much did the most expensive, the highest, how much was it? You told me once up at all already.
No, $625.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And that was to one of the boys?
One of the boys from Ridgedale. His name was Lincoln.
The kids raised $1,700.
Yeah, the three boys raised over $1,700 together for jerseys.
You know, Scott, one time down to Richwood, they had a boy that was handicapped, and he had brought chickens to the fair. And when they had the auction, for them to sell off their stuff, he announced that, or the auctioneer announced that the money that he raised from those chickens was going to go toward a handicap entrance into the grandstand. However much he raised, I think it was over $20,000. What he got out of those chickens.
Wow.
Because when people found out what he was going to use it for, they just kept bidding higher and higher, and the next year they did have a handicap entrance into the grandstand.
Well, and I also should mention the organization that paid $625 for that pie was Cogburn Electrical.
Oh.
So if you ever need electrical help, call Cogburn and say, the reason I'm doing this is because you paid $625 for a pie.
Well, that's really good because, you know, that took a lot of guts for those boys to bake up pies.
You know something else I have to say, that there were politicians there who were buying several pies who were not even running for office. County Commissioner Kevin Davidson bought four or five pies, I believe, and Joanne Kasotis, our auditor, bought three or four pies. And she also had a pie in the competition.
Oh, it was just a real good fun time, wasn't it?
Well, that pie auction, there's just something about it. That picnic pavilion is filled. Everybody is there, all the big and small things. And there's also a tremendous feeling, you know, something like that whole Ridgedale Jersey thing. It's just a unique experience to be a part of. I don't think there's anything like it. And Ben Higgins and his family, the lineage there, his son and his grandson run that thing. And they're always very kind to us. They always announce us before the event starts. Very, very nice people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to share with you about that boy from Richwood that sold his chickens and he got over $20,000 for them, that people just kept bidding and bidding, and they had no idea when they went in that that was going to, that he was going to do that. And then once they got started bidding, they just kept bidding and bidding until they got over $20,000.
You know what this makes me think of? At the end of the pie auction, I know you didn't get a chance to hear it, but the person sitting behind me, just by chance, was Karen Seckel. Karen, who this was her 78th Marion County Fair, and this year,
she's been there a long time,
and she cut the ribbon this year to start the fair. She was sitting right behind me. I interviewed her. That was the cap-off to our coverage of the pie auction. And she bought a pie off a former student.
Hmm.
So it was a feel-good afternoon.
Well, most of the time, the fair is. I don't know if you've ever been to the Richwood Fair, but the Richwood Fair is an independent fair. I think there's only two or three left in the state of Ohio that's not a county fair. But the Richwood Fair is an independent fair, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. They've just done a whole bunch of stuff. If you'd ever go down to the Richwood Fair, it's quite. And I've gone there since I was able to walk, but it is really quite the fair. And they've redone lots of, you know, they've got different chip and seal, I guess they call it, driveways that somebody, the county put down for them. They've just done a lot of stuff at the Richwood Fair. So, yeah, there's if you grew up at the fair, there's nothing like the fair.
You know, I have been to the Richwood Fair because that's where they cook the corn in the tractors, isn't it?
That's where they used to do it. I don't think they do it. I don't remember them doing it anymore. The only thing I remember is the lady that comes with the baked potatoes, and you only want one for the whole day, but it's a huge baked potato, and she puts barbecue beef on it, and cheese, and onions, and the whole thing. They cost you about $12, but it's all you can hold. I mean, you don't hold it, but it's as big as what your hand is. And you see lots of people eating those, but like I say, you don't need any other snack once you eat that baked potato.
You know,
that's one thing. But they are going to have harness racing one night this, and that's over Labor Day weekend is when the Richwood Fair is.
You know, I just think one of the big issues this year clearly was this heat dome. I mean, this was brutal for the animals and the kids. I mean, it was rough.
I've known of animals, especially hogs, dying when it's this hot. And a lot of times they won't even, they don't show them because it's just too hot. And, like I said, that was our only entertainment as I was growing up, was go to the fair. And you might have had a dollar and you hung on to it all week because you didn't want to spend it too soon because you wasn't going to get another one. But it's what's nice about it is people can go and you don't have to worry about someone snitching your kid.
This is true. Now, did you enjoy our coverage from the fair?
Yes, it was always very good. It was very good. I couldn't understand why the boy there never made it on time, but then, I don't know. Somebody just has to... Somebody didn't raise him right. He gets him a job. Is he late for work?
Well, it's my understanding there's some issues there.
Oh. But then he turns on the charm and they say, we can't get rid of him.
I don't know. I'm not in the loop in those conversations. But I tell you, I enjoyed being at the fair this year because I thought the quality of the programs were very good. And I thought, hopefully, if you were not able to make it to the fair, it made you feel like you were at the fair.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. You can understand everything very well and so forth. But, and Richwood Fair is different than the Marion Fair. You know, it's full of North Union kids, of course. But they have the rabbits and the chickens and the hogs and the cows and the horses, and just like every other fair. But it's just a nice fair to take kids to.
Now,
and that's over Labor Day weekend.
Were you listening the night that the cow went rogue and about tore down the Republican tent?
No.
Oh, that was last night, I believe. There was, we were in the picnic pavilion, and in front of the picnic pavilion, they were having the dairy show selling the cows off.
Oh.
And one of the cows got loose and bolted toward the Republican tent and actually got in there.
Was he Democrat?
He might have been. He might have been a Democratic cow. He about took it down, took the whole thing down.
Well, didn't somebody take Trump's picture last year before?
They did. They stole Trump's cutout, and this year they had the Amy Acton cutout.
Oh, nobody wanted it.
I don't know. It was kind of a... It certainly did not depict her in a good way.
And then those things, Scott, does it seem like the Marion Fair... It is either blistering hot or it rains.
Yes, that's the way it goes. There's no medium. It's either cool and rainy or just hot, hot every single day.
Well, it was hot, hot this time. You couldn't have given me a seat up there. Even if I'd have baked a pie, I wouldn't have brought it. It's too hot.
You didn't even have to bake the pies. You could have brought them there raw. They'd have been baked by the time you brought them in the door.
Put them in the trunk.
That's right.
There you go. Here you go. Day late and a dollar short, coming up with your suggestions.
Are you excited for the big 250th anniversary broadcast we got going tomorrow afternoon?
Probably not. I just have my knee done, so I don't go too far too fast.
Well, it'll be good. It'll be broadcast over the airwaves tomorrow.
Well, I can do that then.
1:15 to 2. You'll get to hear...
I'll have to set that aside.
And then
that'll be my holiday entertainment.
Well, and remember, walk outside when it happens, and you'll be able to see the balloons with that big $100 bill floating over Marion.
Oh. Well, now I wonder why they don't have a drone or something to chase after and see where it goes.
It could happen. You know, I'm a little worried about the whole thing because, you know, those people at the fair, they like their firearms.
Yeah, well...
The balloons might not get very far.
Well, especially if they think there's a $100 bill in there, they're going to be surprised when they find out it's not a real $100 bill, is it?
No, it's a big, blown-up commemorative one.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's a challenge.
If
they can do it.
We hope it comes back this time.
Hey, Scott, have a good one, and thanks for giving me an update.
Hey, thank you. Happy 4th.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, see, it's just that easy. A nice little conversation, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I miss the callers.
Callers are always something.
Well, I consider this mostly now a call-in show, so I enjoy when people call in.
That's good.
Makes it more entertaining. I like to know what people are listening to and hearing and liking and disliking. You know, I like to hear it.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know...
Good, bad, or indifferent.
What's the point in doing it otherwise, I guess?
That's exactly right. And here we are on the eve of the 250th anniversary of this country. Whew. Big stuff.
I think so.
All right, the phone lines are open. 52 coming up on 53 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. I was saying I got that peanut butter and chocolate chip cookie, and then I got that marshmallow concoction with butterscotch. Apparently it was from the Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Yes, apparently they're having a bake sale.
Having a bake sale, and certainly nothing wrong with that. Go ahead, Colin.
Boy, it's thundering out in my direction.
You know, I haven't heard the thunder yet, but it was getting dark at the fair.
Yeah, and the wind's blowing. But I just wanted to talk about something simple. It isn't real simple, and there's a lot of people that say, what is he talking about? But the guy and the gal that climbed the Empire State Building Tower. Now, I was very well pleased. I thought, oh, my God. Goodness, the pictures they showed of them climbing up that thing, kissing up there at the top of it and stuff. I said, it just still scares me now just watching them do that. But I think of Charlie Evers on the radio station at WMRN. He climbed up that tower and stuff, and he was never arrested or anything, but he had to repair on stuff and done that. And he went up the top of the courthouse with Lady Justice and isn't that funny? There was a guy that was around, and he could have said a few things if he was alive and seen them climbing up the Empire State Building Tower.
That's true. That's true. He certainly could have.
What did you think of the people going up there like that?
You know, when I saw that, I could not figure out why they did that. I'm still not sure exactly why they did it.
Well, they are climbers. That's why. And they just wanted to, the 250 thing, they wanted to present themselves that they was atop of that, and that was their celebration to the people watching them, and they done it for that reason, I believe. That's what I heard.
Well, I like that, then. I think that's good.
The authorities do not approve
that. No, the authorities don't like that.
I can understand that 100%, everything. But, oh, boy, oh, boy, they hugged each other and kissed each other clear atop that thing. Well, my goodness, man, that's a big one. I have been up in the Sears Tower, Chicago. You been there?
I have been.
And you can look out. Am I correct in saying I think I looked over there and you could, the binoculars they had there was Wrigley's Field, is that right?
Yes, I think you can see the whole city of Chicago from up there.
Well, there's one or two or maybe three. There was a woman up there, and she said, did you play baseball when you was a young man? I said, yes, sure did. Well, she said, there's Wrigley's Field, and then there's another field you can see from up top there. But I'll tell you, I think that was 107 stories of Sears. They had a small duplicate at the bottom before you went on the elevator, and it showed the whole duplicate of where you're going to be going up to. I thought that was a cool thing on going to Chicago if you just dropped over there and seen that. So you already been up there, so you know what I'm talking about.
I enjoyed it. I was up there on a cloudy day, so it was kind of hard to see because you're above the clouds, but it was nice.
Yeah. Well, I close this show out and see you all later. Matt?
Yes.
Did he disappear?
No, he's here.
Yeah, I said yes.
Yeah. Well, good luck on your new showing, and you're going to have quite a few people there entertaining tonight, I suppose.
I think so.
I do, too. See you all later.
All right, happy
Bye.
Fourth.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, again, phone lines are open. That's what we like, 740-383-9944. You know, I've kind of been in a news shell this week. I know there's been stuff going on, but I've been so busy, I haven't really had a chance much to pay attention to things. I saw that thing with the, Empire State Building?
Yeah.
I didn't really get it, but, you know, good for them, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they really had a purpose. I mean, they might have just claimed it. I mean, people do that.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Well, you know.
Nobody died. that well, I'm aware of.
I think it's good, but, you know, the cops probably disagree.
Go ahead, caller.
Real quick, the whole deck on the back porch here is just full of water and stuff, so it did rain while I was talking to you here. So all the flowers and all the farmers' crops and stuff, and I look out here as I'm looking, and you said a storm coming from the west or something. I'm looking right out the door and through the trees, the pine tree, and I see that beautiful red sunset. Take a look that way, you guys, and see something really good. Could be a rainbow, but I'm not going to go over through there where I can see enough. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. There was a storm brewing from the west when we were at the fair about an hour ago.
We need it.
And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We've got a whole nother hour coming up next hour, and then you've got a whole hour at 10 o'clock tonight.
That's right. That'll be a good show.
Oh, I hear the thunder now.
I heard it earlier.
I now hear the thunder. You know, maybe that's a sign.
Is that Garth Brooks?
I don't think he's outside.
No. but there's a song. You know, I'm pretty sure that the thunder Thunder Roars is by him.
All I'm saying.
Anyways.
Yeah, but that's fine. But what I'm saying is maybe this is a sign about what's to come with the 250th anniversary of this country right around the corner. I think it could be.
Probably not.
Oh, I don't know about that. We've got to take the garbage out. Hopefully, it's not raining.
It'll be raining.
Well. We did not get a chance this week to take the garbage out because nobody was at the studio, and we didn't do it earlier. So we'll get it out here. We have balloons to drop out of here. 4th of July is about to be over. Tomorrow, you know.
Well, for the 4th of July, I'm going to shoot guns.
You seem to be obsessed about this gun thing.
Gotta.
But we did find out tonight you voted for Kamala Harris. Put that in the book. Put that right down in your 4th of July plans.
Oh. Yep.
There you go. Now you know. And now, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. There you are. All right, we're going to break. Get your cheese snacks. We're going to run out in the rain and come back right after this short but important timeout on WGH Talk. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity